Kennedy, Mick Molloy, and friend of the show who will be on the front bar tonight with Mick Molloy on Channel 7. Andy Lee on Kennedy Molloy.
Andy Lee sitting in, replacing, what's his name?
Sam Pang.
That's right.
Sam Pang. He's still going about, is he?
Is he out of the country?
Has he been omitted? Was he injured? Or is he being rested?
I think he just wants to sit home and watch America's Got Talent. He loves the game shows because you know he was famously, I think he's featuring in the next season of Little Big Shots. He's going to be, oh, pardon.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Sam, I can't take your call right now.
You might want to put that on mute.
I'll have to get back to you. Wow. That was quick, wasn't it?
He wasn't happy with that.
He follows you so closely in everything you do, doesn't he?
No, it'll be fun. Because the last couple of times we've had you, you've been behind the bar. This time, we're actually sitting dangerously close to Andy Marr. And be careful because he's elderly and in this COVID-19 environment.
We'll still be social distancing.
We'll be social distancing.
And it's live television too, just a reminder, Andy, just, you know.
Yeah, I asked that of Mick and I said, what kind of filters are we putting on?
No. There's no delay in television.
He said, from a guy that's been sued a few times in his career.
The guy's been sacked by every network. Yeah. What's the worst that could happen? I said. Now, we're also one of our other guests tonight on the program.
I'm so excited that you got this guy.
So it's a bloke called Tony Barber. Now, older listeners would remember him, of course, from Sale of the Century.
Yes, legend.
And Great Temptation, by the way. Much older listeners would know
And
that
a lot
show.
Of very good cigarette ads he used to do.
Was it for Rothmans or someone?
Would he have won a gold Logie,
Barber?
For sure.
Got to be up
for
there.
For sure. Possibly, and he would have accepted it by running up really fast and acting overexcited.
His nemesis would have been Daryl Summers at the time.
Because they were the two big names, weren't they?
Daryl Summers. And they were nine, and nine owned everything.
At that stage, they were invincible.
Yep. And we've got him. We've got him across.
Now, you have an interesting relationship with Tony. Is he aware of this? Can you explain to our audience?
There'll be a frosty response.
What? From you?
Tony Barber is the only ever guest to cancel on the Hamish and Andy show on the day.
How'd that go down?
He'd been kicked out of Dancing with the Stars because he was on Dancing with the Stars more recently. Wow. And he'd been kicked out and he was meant to come in and chat to us. Mm. And he said, he had a gut full of the whole show and everything and didn't bother coming in. And so he became the nemesis of the show.
Now, you two, you're two of the most even, likable characters in the face of the planet.
Don't hold a
grudge. I personally find if someone cancels it, they go on a list for me. How did you take it?
We took it poorly. We went out, we said that he's obviously crying about being kicked out of Dancing with the Stars, and we kind of burnt him for the full 10 minutes he was meant to be on the show. And then from years on, if we've ever got any contest that Jack's running for us or a listener's running for us, we always pretend it's us versus Tony Barber. the same way as Michael Jordan used to make up things about people.
Get himself up and about.
Yes.
So how are you going to go tonight when you come face to face with
uncomfortable?
Mr. Barber?
It'll be uncomfortable, but I'll remain a professional.
Wow. Oh, can I stoke this or can I?
I think we should do a little nod to it just because, the backstory is so long. The other thing is Hamish and I had a gold-coloured watch available for our show. It's a Hamish and Andy gold-coloured watch back in the day, right? And they were very coveted.
Right.
People would want them. And we used to put up contests that if we failed, we'd send Barbara a watch. So that would be the worst thing the show could ever do, would be send Tony Barber a gold-coloured watch. And we did send him one at one point because we'd failed the listeners and failed ourselves. So he might be wearing it tonight.
He's a good sport and he will enjoy tonight.
What did you call him on live TV?
We were doing a sketch in the late show. I threw a board game at his head and I said, fat lot of good you were, Barber. I didn't win the celebrity match.
I think we've all got history with Tony.
We have all got history with him.
How do you feel if I go and fish out the clip of him losing on Dancing with the Stars?
They'll have that in the Channel 7 library.
Look, I mean, I'm a pretty level-headed fellow. But I could see red, and it is live. We
wow. Stir the pot,
Mickey. Storm off on live TV. Hold that thought handily tonight on Front Bar, 9:15.
Yep.
You have got America's Got Talent before you.
Which everyone will tune into, so hopefully they just stick around for us. But I want everyone to stick around because, Mick, I need some parenting advice.
You've come to the right place.
I beg your pardon. Did you just say Mick? You need parenting advice?
Excuse me, Jane. I've got this.
What am I, chopped liver?
Well, look how your lot
turned out.
This
will be good. Okay. I will look
at mine.
Enough.
They've already stolen and done a runner from their first golf cart.
Andy Lee's with us. More with him right after this. Kennedy. It is Kennedy Molloy with Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy and Andy Lee in studio as well.
And, of course, Andy is appearing on the Front Bar tonight, and it's a very special occasion when, you know, you've done it.
I'm pumped up.
Yeah, you're very pumped up, and we wish you well, but it was a big moment for you today, and you've recently put something, in fact, in the last couple of hours on Instagram.
Yep.
Can you tell us what happened?
Well, I mean, for all young players of any team, people would know if they follow social media that the club now, it's mandatory for the club to get their kid, the new recruit, to call their parents just so the club can film it on speakerphone and tell them that they've been selected. Sure. It's my first full game. Of course, I've been on the bench behind the bar.
This is it.
So without telling my parents what I was up to, I gave my mum and dad a call just to tell them that I'd been selected for the Front Bar tonight.
Oh, hey, Dad.
How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Just ringing with a bit of news.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I've been selected for my first Front Bar tonight.
You've been selected for the Front Bar, or have you been...
Yeah, I'm on tonight.
Front Bar tonight.
Yeah, my first full game.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so thanks for all your support.
No, it's a pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm sure switch on speaker if Mum would like to say, you know, congratulations as well.
Yeah, she'd be proud. Mum, are you there?
Hello.
Congratulations, and he's on the Front Bar tonight.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, guys. Means a lot. Thanks for taking me to all those pubs over the years. Bye.
Oh, what a moment.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, exactly.
Congratulations.
Goosebumps, Andy. Goosebumps.
Thanks, Jane. He'd have tears in his eyes.
It is a proud moment. So well done. It's like the dream come true.
Yeah.
The pause for your dad. We sort of got a bit of news.
Yeah, he was
because
hoping.
Maybe they thought something else might be happening. Yeah. So you've got to be careful when you say that to parents. Anyway, on to your parenting advice, Andy.
That's true. It's never good with me when I ring up and tell Dad's news. But
what do you want?
Parenting advice from you, Mick.
Congratulations, you're having a baby.
No, you're back,
your lovely girlfriend.
No, this is the first time anyone's...
This is fantastic, everybody.
Exclusive. No.
Andy Lee's having a baby. Andy and Beck is pregnant. This is amazing.
I'm not joining you.
Thank you, James.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
Okay, pause. I'm not going to... I want to make sure my next quote can't be used out of context. So...
Yes.
Can you call it parenting advice when I'm taking care of my nephews?
Okay. Ooh,
okay. This is where
yes,
I'm at.
You can, because it's the same essential job.
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
Yes.
Well, you can't discipline your nephews.
I do all the time.
Yes, you can. You can leave them in a car while you go and play the pokies. Can't you? It's all the same.
Well, I've got a rule. No crying inside the house.
No crying inside the house.
If they're staying with Uncle Andy, no crying inside the house.
Take that outside.
So you've got to take it outside.
Fair enough.
And then little George said to me once, oh, I just want to cuddle. And I said, well, go cuddle one of the upright pillars in the outside of the house.
Knock yourself out.
I went to the toilet, came back, and there he was outside hugging the pillar. Gee, am I going a bit too far?
Yeah, might have to wait a few years before you start breeding, Andy.
Okay, here's what happened. We were playing a game called cornhole. It's an American game. You throw sandbags through a hole.
Correct.
And I was playing against George. And I'd bought a
How's
trophy.
George? How's
George? George is 4.5.
Okay.
And I said...
Right in the zone, George.
Uh-oh.
I said, George, I bought a trophy. And we're playing for the trophy.
You got your gun.
And I won the first.
Mate.
You
I'm telling
not.
You right now.
I won the first. He won the second. It was best out
child.
Of three. I won the third game and I've won the trophy, right?
Oh. I beg your pardon.
And he took that okay. Mm. And then Pa Mick, my dad, comes in and I said, tell you what, I'm going to hand it on to my dad. George, you can take on Pa Mick for the trophy again. You've got the second chance.
Good. Well, here you go. This is good parenting.
Anyway, Parmix come over the top of him and beat him as well. I've never seen a kid more devastated. Drops to his knees, starts crying.
And
it
then
was
you
like
send
the end
him
of Schindler's List. He was looking like we had a crane shot, like a Handmaid's Tale crane shot. He's looking up into the sky. Why me? What is life?
So
I said to George, hey, George, it's okay to be upset, but you've got to go up to Parmix and congratulate him, shake his hand. And congratulate him on a good game.
Yeah.
So he got the courage to go up, couldn't look Dad in the face, but I said, well done, Pamik, good win.
Yeah.
He went inside, went and told his mum, my sister, what had happened.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, that's okay. And then he said, I'm just going to need some time, and went in down into a little lounge room and cried on the couch for about 30 minutes.
Oh, breaks my heart.
Now, have I done the wrong thing?
Suck it up, Buttercup. That's what you say, mate. That's good parenting. You're on your way.
Thank you. Jane, can you give me the tick as well? Or?
Oh, I just say your sister will have words with you and that. You sent back a traumatised child and they're counselling. So, well done.
Outside for crying, though. Write that down.
Yeah.
That is a ripper.
Yeah, I don't mind that one. Hey, that's where I go when I cry.
After the show.
Good work, mate. I'll see you tonight.
There's Jane hugging a pillow.